My first poet is Yrsa. She has a lovely British accent, so I was like, I believe it's Yrsa Daly Ward. She was born in 1989. She's of mixed West Indian and West African heritage, born to a Jamaican mother and Nigerian father, and was raised by her grandparents in a small northern town in England. She became a model in her 20s and lived in London and everything, but then she moved to South Africa for 3 years because she felt that because the models there looked more like her and there was more diversity there. She experienced just some like racism and there wasn't as much diversity, and she was really struggling as a model in London just because of there were less opportunities for her.
Yeah.
So while she was in South Africa, she began to perform and was being recognized for her poetry in Cape Town. Shortly after she moved back to London in 2012, she was invited back to South Africa to work alongside the British Council, headlining two poetry festivals in Johannesburg. So she is known for her shorter poems on topics such as identity, race, mental health, and femininity, and is vocal about topics relating to depression and mental health and whatnot.
Right on.
Yeah. Her first book, called Bone, she self-published it in 2014, and then it was reissued by Penguin Books in 2017. So all those self-publishers out there,
yeah,
it can happen.
Keep the dream alive.
Yes, yes. So they published it in 2017, and it was very well received. While she's best known for her poetry, both written and spoken, she has also released a book of short stories. She actually released it before she had released Bone.
Hmm.
And it's called On Snakes and Other Stories. She had published it in 2013. I would assume also self-published, since then when she published Bone, that was self-published.
Right.
So she is also sometimes referred to, it's a hot topic on here, as an Instagram poet, because she uses social media, especially Instagram and Twitter, to promote her work and share her work and everything. And she's given a TEDx talk titled Your Stories and You. She identifies as a young Black LGBTQ+ female activist and feminist. And she said, if you're afraid, in an interview, she said, I believe... This one was not with The Guardian. This one was with Elle, I believe, from this quote. If you're afraid to write it, that's a good sign. I suppose you know you're writing the truth when you're terrified. Mm. Which is, I think, just sentiment. Yeah.
Yes.
She's published a memoir called The Terrible that just came out in 2018.
Huh.
Yeah. And then this quote is from an interview with The Guardian. She said, so she also acts a little bit. She said, in acting and modeling, I was so busy expressing what somebody else wanted that I'd completely shut down my own voice. I didn't have any mirrors. I couldn't speak my reality to anybody. There's no cage now. Lots of people are afraid to tell the truth, but I don't care. So
yeah, I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as actors, I'm sure you can also relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
That it can be really strenuous to... I mean, I feel like we've been pretty lucky, at least I've been pretty lucky, to work with people that, for the most part, will honor ideas that I bring mm-hmm. to the table
right.
so that little parts of me can shine through
mm-hmm.
with the character, but
right.
for the most part, it's not your words, it's not mm-hmm. your story,
right?
You know, so...
And then if you have someone maybe directing you... And not necessarily letting you bring stuff to the table,
not as open,
then
right.
that part can even be not really you.
Right. And mm-hmm. so I definitely would agree that finding a place or time to write
mm-hmm.
is really helpful in
yeah.
making sure that I feel like my voice is being heard and that I remember mm-hmm. what I'm standing up for and what my story is.
And what your voice, yeah, what you are saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
yeah.
What I want to be known for. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's really important. So good for her for being able to do both. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I am going to be doing a poem from her book called Bone.
Great.
And it doesn't have a title. Unless her book is set up interesting, where a lot of times there will be like a single line at the top separated from the rest of the poem. Mm-hmm. But it's not, like, it doesn't look like a title. It Clementine just looks like, that. Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. So, I don't know that it has a title or if this is,
It's cool.
It is. You don't know the half of it. According to you, people like me shouldn't go into places like this or be around people like these, but you don't know the half of it. The brightest of stars, frankly, are just a load of hot air. And diamonds, sadly, are just formed from dust and rock, and the butterfly, remember, used to crawl on its belly and tiny legs through the dirt.
Mmm. I like that last line.
Mm-hmm.
The butterfly, remember, used to crawl through on its belly through the dirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's very good.
Crawl on its belly and tiny legs through the dirt.
Tiny legs. Mm-hmm. Butterfly.
So, I love it. She's like, I'm gonna call you on your bullshit. Like, I can be wherever I want to be. I'm gonna take up the space that I deserve to take up. Mm-hmm. I deserve to be here. And it goes along with, like, I don't know exactly when this one was written, but it made me think of her talking about being in the modeling industry and whatnot, and not necessarily struggling and not having opportunities and stuff when she was in London and everything. So I wonder I'm sure it comes from a load of experiences that she's had to go through, but, in doing the research, it made me just think sort of specifically of that and her time, pursuing that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a brutal industry for anybody. And then to add on the fact that you're a person of color when representation so matters, but it's just not happening.
Appreciated and strive for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just thinking about, like, it's also, I think, just important to think about what is behind, like, I will sometimes sit there and think, like, just about money in general and everything, and how, like, where does money come from? It comes from us valuing gold. What is gold? It's literally these shiny rocks that some caveman found one day and was like, this is shiny, let me trade it for your fur. And
then,
like,
best thing.
Yeah. And so just like, I sometimes sit there and think about that. Yeah. And so her just talking about, like, diamonds, it's just made from dust and rocks and everything.
Yeah.
And so it's important sometimes when we get caught up in things and caught up in maybe thinking that we're, like, better than the person next to us and whatnot, like, no, we're all humans occupying this space, and we all deserve space and deserve to be right where we are or where we want to be, and we're allowed to strive to be wherever we want to be.
Right.
So, yeah, I liked that little poem.
I think that's beautiful. It's a very strong message, and again, with so few words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Again, with the shorter Instagram, but it's longer than some of the
normal Instagram.